Hello, friend. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is probably my favorite 15 minutes of the day, the moment we've all, or I've all, I've been waiting for. You are now listening to Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm Juan. Thank you for tuning in. Before we continue, I'd love to share some of the love and to share some love to some of the people in North America who are subscribing and tuning in. I see you and I appreciate you for joining us. It's about developing connections, it's about community, and it's about appreciating the random subtleties that life throws at us together. So I wanted to acknowledge the top 20 cities who tune into my pod or our pod. It's only been a week, but I literally would be talking to myself, which I really don't mind if it weren't for you. So number one, Franklin Township. Number two, New Brunswick. No surprises there. Number three, Montgomery. Don't know what city that is. Number four, North Bergen. Number five, North Brunswick. Number six is San Diego. Number seven, Chicago. Number eight, Edison, New Jersey. Number nine, Newark. Number 10, Prosser in Washington State. Shout out to you. Redondo Beach, Statesboro. Now, sounds like an institution, but wherever that is, shout out to you. East Brunswick, Glendale. We got some Glendale love in here. Hamilton, Middlesex, New Westminster, Philly showing love. Rochester Hills, and San Jacinto. So shout out to everybody that tunes in. Little by little, organically, you know, our community grows. However long it takes, it doesn't really matter, as long as you're here. So it gets me thinking, what topics are you most curious about? And why should you keep listening to me ramble on? And I don't know if there's one answer to that that's going to appeal to everyone. The one thing that I can offer is that we all want the same things. We all want to be as much of our true selves as we can be. And we should all, be relentless in our pursuit of purpose and happiness. I think all of us, right? So I'm just a regular person who knows that I need to feel like someone's paying attention or listening. And that I have something to offer. And this show is so we can give each other that. And truthfully, I mean, we're just getting it from ourselves. So bonus. So thank you again to y'all who are tuning in. It's amazing to see organic growth. I love that. And I'm not too keen on looking at the quantity of people. I'm just humbled by those that decided to embark in these mental pit stops daily with me so we can continue to focus on the quality of people. I think we focus on quality. Yesterday, at the end of the episode, I asked you to reach out to someone. And I didn't give you enough time. So this time, still got a little bit of time ticking there. And hopefully you're still cool with the person you're going to choose to reach out to. I'm not trying to start any beefs. So what I wanted to do is have you send a message, letting someone know that you appreciate them. And I wanted to do that together today. So I'm going to turn on my notifications. I already have the person that I'm going to send a text to. I haven't talked to this person in a while. What I want you to do is do the same thing. So you're going to go back through your messages a month. I haven't talked to this person since February 3rd. I'm turning on my phone so you can hear it. And I'm going to text this person. I'm going to let them know. I just wanted to let you know I appreciate you and I'm rooting for you. Okay. I sent it. That's probably my front door. So let's send it. And you know, it's you really meant it, whether you get a response or not. All right? So, I hope you sent it. Gave you a little bit of time. A little infamy music to set the mood. Today, what I want to do with the time we have left I want to give you a glimpse of one of my debunked podcast ideas before I decided to do this one. And I thought to myself, when preparing for this podcast, I wanted to just bring some laughter and like fun. So I want to emphasize the random part of the name of this podcast today. So we can all use a little distraction once in a while. Something to cleanse the palate mentally. And I think this concept, I'm going to just throw it in here today because it'll do just that. So the name of the show was going to be on my feed. And I was literally going to run through my feed on any social media accounts, mainly Twitter, and discuss the trending topics or anything that I found to be hilarious or interesting. You'd be surprised how much material you can find. You can like basically fill it up an episode with. So what I want to do is just try it for a few minutes. Disclaimer, I am not responsible for these next few tweets, and good luck to us all. The challenging thing before I start about a show like this is trying to find something fast enough to filter and share it with you because it could be ruthless, especially if we're under time constraints like this show. 15 minutes is all I'm trying to take from you. The first one, I kind of cheated. I'm sorry. I had one immediately, and this is from at Platano Man. And what I want you to do is just go on my profile at Juan Not One, and I want you to see that I retweeted it. Look, I don't want this like kid violence stuff, like, you know, but the funny thing about this is that this kid just randomly comes in and like runs this other kid over with a go-kart. And the funny thing about it is like the comment that he put was, somebody's got to add Tokyo Drift music to this one because it is hilarious. Apparently the kid is okay. You feel again, I'm not responsible for what's on my feet and why I'd feel bad to even do this show, right? That was the first thing. Another thing I was going to do on this show was I was going to go on trending topics. I was going to try to, you know, just give my immediate reaction to something that was trending. What could go wrong, right? So the basis is you go to explore and then you go to trending, right? So the number two trending, you see it says Fashion Nova, and you're like, man, you know, what else has Fashion Nova done to market themselves in a way where they're trending? Because it seems like everyone knows who Fashion Nova is, right? Their digital marketing has been pretty spot on. So you go, and it's they decided that because the Stimmies are here, that they would send a text with a promo code. And basically it started with, it's the STEMI for me. they thought that that was a good idea for them. And so far, it went from a little funny to mixed reviews to some people are like, this is a little insulting. But they're talking about it. So it's like, it's a big sale. So I thought that was pretty funny. I thought, hey, you know, I guess no publicity is bad publicity, right? Like, we're still talking about it in the fact that it's a sale. It's a significant one. So, you know, take from it what you will. Another thing that I noticed is that Prince Philip, he was number 27 trending today. Apparently he's good, alive and well, 145 years old. You know he's going to keep trucking. Apparently he left the hospital after a month long stay. Keep going, man. Keep on trucking. another thing, a name I saw, Idris Elba. He has a movie coming out, Concrete Cowboy. Method Man is in it, and which made me think. And I have a question for you. I don't know if you're a hip hop fan. If you are, if you know The Wu, everybody should know who The Wu is. If you don't know who The Wu, Google Wu-Tang. That's your homework for this. The Wu-Tang Clan. Who are the top five rapper actors, and does Method Man fall into that? Would love to hear what your answers are. I feel like Method Man should be put in there. I don't know. I might need some time. I don't know. He might need to be in there. Every time he's in there, he nails a role. Just my two cents. One thing I wanted to show, just how like dangerous the internet is for, you know, and how different things could be taken a different way. I'm a nerd, right? So I saw EULA trending, EULA. And, you know, normally in the tech world, that's end user license agreement, right? So I wanted to nerd out on some information like that. Don't ask me why, right? I mean, maybe it's because I do it for a living, right? But I click on it and it's some anime. So there you have it, and why I wouldn't be able to do this show, because I'd waste so much time. We're almost at time. Man, these go really fast. So I wanted to fit in maybe just one more that's trending. Shout out to LeBron. He becomes the first minority owner in the Fenway Sports Group. I think the first African-American partner in the Fenway Sports Group. So shout out to you, LeBron, continuing to, you know, be a great role model and set the tone, set the pace. Love to see it. You know, you got a lot of stuff that's trending. There's so much hate on social media, man. That's another reason why I wouldn't want to do this. There is just so much hate, and I would hate to even connect this show with something like that. I did it for you today. But there's just so much to filter through, and then man, it's almost overwhelming sometimes going on this. And there's some funny stuff. I stay on Twitter because it's extremely funny. That's how I sometimes, you know, add a little leisure to my day. And it's on the go, right? But I guess the moral of the story is that this is just in the little bit of time that I tried to scroll and find something. You just feel a lot of like the intense crab in the bucket mentality. Reporters trying to be the first to break news. They don't care about whether or not there's facts attached to it. What's the latest scoop? This person is in the hospital. You know, this person relapsed. Always the first. It's like, my God, we need to take a break. So whatever time we have left, let's just get away from Twitter for a little bit. This was a bad move. Just goes to show you why I chose the format that I chose and the concept that I chose. This is essentially my thought process, free from anything like that. This is us being genuine. What do we have to share to get ourselves back on the right path? And let's keep it like that. So with that said, I'm sure we can go on longer. We're closing in on 10 episodes. So thank you all for tuning in. And feel free to share this podcast with someone new today. Let's spread the love and let's grow our community. Let's see how far we can go. Next time I share the top 20, let's see what other cities we can get in. To respect your time, because I am over, second straight up episode, I will make it up. This is a perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. And in case you're wondering, the episode and all of the episodes for this show are produced by Infamy. For Elite Production, make sure to visit www.infamysounds.com. That's www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow.